Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply newborn babies. Newborn babies. Think of all the excitement that takes place when a new baby or new member is added to your family. I don't care if it's your niece or your nephew or your cousin or a child of your best friend. You rush to the hospital. You want to take tons of pictures. You go to the area where they keep all the newborns and you spot and identify the one that's connected to you. You want to find out how much the newborn baby weighs. You want to know what the name is, and you can't wait until the new baby leaves the hospital and arrives at home because you want to make sure that you go by and visit. Yes, my friends and neighbors, newborn babies are exciting, and they're also a whole lot of work. Just ask a parent who's had a newborn for 2 or 3 months that's still dealing with a whole lot of the components and elements of raising that newborn baby. It's not as easy as it sounds. Well, by the same token, my friends, when new members are added to our teams in business, our ability to redirect and help them grow as fast as we can is key to an organization's success. So often times the new hires are neglected, they're shunned, they're cast to the side. There's excitement when they first join the team, but no follow-up, no consistent execution, no culture being established, and they quickly fade away. Well, we're going to talk about today, my friends, the 5 key components to remember and consider and how to handle each when it comes to new hires. And ironically, there are a lot of parallels to the newborn baby. Now, we're not calling the new hires babies. We're just making a comparison. So let's begin. First, we've got to be prepared for crying at night. Just like newborn babies, the new hires are going to cry when things get tough. Now, I don't mean a physical cry where they're shedding tears. That's not often the case, but they are going to complain. They are going to murmur. They are going to vocally and verbalize their discontentment with everything that may be going on. So how do we stop those tears? We've all experienced it. You've added someone to your team, and then within 2 weeks, they were complaining about this, upset about that, crying about this, that, or the other. So how do we do it? First of all, we listen. You see, parents that have newborn babies place intercoms in the room so that they can always hear the faintest cry of the child. And as soon as they hear the cry, they respond. By the same token, my friends, don't ignore the cries of the new hires on your team. Many times, they're crying for a valid reason. Just like that newborn baby is typically crying because he's wet or hungry or one of a few factors. By the same token, my friends, your new hires, people that join your team, when they do cry, some of them, the tears may not be significant, but when they do complain or when they are upset or when they want to voice their opinion, some of those opinions are valid and they need to be listened to, which is why the open door policy is so important. The next component is learn. What do you learn? Learn the source of the tears. Remember, for newborns, it can be because they're hungry. It can be because they're wet. They might be in some type of actual physical pain. In business, there are also reasons why a person will complain. It's a reason why they'll lash out or voice an opinion or express a frustration. Learn the source of it. It's no reason to act like a source doesn't exist because in most cases it does. Then we want to leverage what you have learned in your career will assist in stopping the tears of your new hires and return them to productivity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when new members are added to your team, and please note, I'm using the word new hire, even though I understand that in the entrepreneurial space, that's not what we call them. I'm just using a universal term. So when you think about it, we want to stop the tears and by listening, learning, and leveraging. The next thing we've got to understand is that they're going to make a mess. Have you ever seen a baby eat a meal without making a mess? I don't care how old, usually they're going to make messes up until they're toddlers. You've got to feed them baby food, and even when they're drinking their bottle, they may burp and food comes out. They may spit up and food comes out. The milk runs off the side of their cheek, and you've got to put a bib on them, and you've got to have a little towel over your shoulder to make sure that for every mess they make, you're cleaning it up. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, your new hires, your new people, your mentees are going to make some messes. Don't get agitated. Don't get frustrated. Remember, when it comes to a newborn baby, they've got to be changed often. Well, by the same token, every time you notice a mess, that just gives you the understanding that there's a change that needs to take place. And if you introduce your team members to the constancy of change, recognizing that every change is designed to lessen the number of messes that are made, to make operations more efficient, to make productivity more abundant, to make them more effective, to introduce systems and processes that reduce the number of messes, because my friends and neighbors, messes are going to be made. Then also remember that just like babies, the new members of the team need lots of attention. Think about it. When a newborn baby comes into a home, they're picked up often, they're held, they're played with, they're bounced around, they're sung to, you name it. Everything is taking place to make sure that the newborn receives loads of attention. Sometimes crying is just a result of not getting any attention. You know how it is with babies. They'll cry and cry and cry in a crib, and as soon as you pick them up, they stop. By the same token, my friends, never neglect those new members of your team. They need lots of attention. Call them regularly. Train with them weekly. Communicate with them often via email and phone call. Encourage them regularly. They need lots of attention. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and as a leader, our job is to provide attention to the new members of our teams. You may say, well, wait a minute. I've got a lot of new members joining my teams every day. We're hiring at a rapid pace, whatever the case might be. How do I keep up with it? I can't give attention to them all. Then I challenge you not to have new members. Don't add them if you're not willing to provide them and supply them with the attention that they need. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, remember, they also need to be fed. Yes, they need to be fed. Feeding is training, education, professional development, Success Training Institute, soft skills training. They need to be fed. When a new baby is born, they typically go to the physician for a 6-week checkup. And the first thing they're going to do is weigh the baby. They want to see how much weight the baby has gained. And they understand that you've got to constantly feed them. They may even say, listen, add this supplement, put some meal in their bottles, thicken it up a little bit because they need to gain weight. And my friends, the only way new members of our team are going to gain, grow, advance, excel, thrive like we expect is they must be constantly inundated with education, with training, and all the things they need in order to excel and advance. My friends, there are a lot of things that these newcomers need, but we want to make sure we're satisfying them all. And if you enjoyed this training segment, I challenge you to enroll in Success Training Institute, as it will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.